The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. So a warm welcome wherever you are in the world, whatever time zone you're in. So nice to come together and practice together. How sweet it is. I've been looking forward to coming together and practicing together today. So for the theme of today's practice, I have to say I've been really relishing the mudita practice, really getting to the habit of it. And usually in happy hour, before we started this regular theme of going through the one Brahma Vihara, like metta, and then we did compassion and then mudita, we would do different things different night. But it's the consistency is nice to explore one practice for a period of time and kind of explore it for the heart to get some footing in it if there are challenges, which is fine. So if you've had challenges with vicarious joy, empathetic joy, it's, and you think, oh, we're going to do more empathetic joy. Actually, let it be, yay, we're going to do more empathetic joy, because you get to explore it. You really get to explore what can work for you, what is challenging. So instead of just doing it for, one session and then moving on to the next. It's like when you're traveling, if you're, there are these tours where each day, you're in a different city. So you kind of get a little bit of a, whirlwind experience. So, but it's kind of nice to explore, walk the city, the walls, really get a sense of it. So this is just like that. So we'll explore the practice of vicarious joy one more time. And a show of hands would be helpful. Who is new either to happy hour or to this practice of vicarious joy? And you can click on reactions and then raise your hand, which is below on the bottom of the various things. So I get a sense of how many people are new to this practice of vicarious joy, mudita. I'm not seeing anyone raise their hand, so seems like you've all showed up in the past few days and practiced before. Okay, great. So it's helpful to know. So one more thing I want to say before we start about this practice is, given that you've all practiced with this before, as none of you raised your hand, we've been doing it now for about a couple of weeks. While you're doing it, also be a scientist of your own mind. See what are the ways that you can really connect with happiness of others, happiness of yourself. And in what ways, what are the challenges? And try to be gentle with yourself and working with those challenges. And maybe what aspects bring up jealousy, if any, or envy. And just be a practitioner and also a scientist observer of what's happening. And Kevin on YouTube says they're new. Great. And so is Jonathan. Great. So, yay. We can all also attend to this practice as if that's the other aspect of it. Even though many of you have done this before, attend to it with a beginner's mind. As Suzuki Roshi said, in beginner's mind, there are lots of possibilities. It's open to possibilities. It's open to exploring, open to being surprised, open to learning. Whereas the expert mind, I've done this practice before. I know what's going to happen. Ooh, it's closed to the possibilities. It's closed to the surprises. And there are always surprises. So I'm inviting all of us, including myself, to have a beginner's mind, today with the practice of vicarious joy. And at the end, I'll ask you, did you notice something? Did you observe anything that surprised you about your practice tonight? So this will be, so let's bring a sense of curiosity, newness, beginner's mind to our practice today. Just one more thing to say about the practice of vicarious joy. It's about cultivating joy. It's about turning our hearts to joy, happiness for our own happiness, and happiness for the happiness of others. And it's a happy-making practice, especially supporting us to have more joy in our hearts and in our life, not as a way to avoid and turn away from challenges, but as a way to make more space, to be more available, to have more resilience, to think about it that way. Okay, so enough introduction. Let's do it. So I'd like to invite us all, to get into our meditation posture. Landing in your bodies. Landing, arriving in this moment. Relaxing, softening. Intentionally putting aside all thoughts, all preoccupations that have come before. Intentionally bowing to them, saying thank you. Setting them aside ever so gently. And intending to give yourself, give your heart fully. Give your heart fully to this practice in this moment. Landing with your whole body. Resting in this moment. Inviting your feet, your legs, to let go of any holding and tightness. Your sit bones, your lower abdomen, your groin area. To release, to relax from the inside. Your hands to drop on your lap. Your neck and shoulders to release, drop. Your facial muscles your jaw, to soften, let go of any tension, release, let your forehead be smooth. Let the inner muscles of your face, behind your eyes, behind your cheeks, behind your chin, behind your ears, invite all the muscles internal, your face. To let go. resting, the attention resting in the belly. Noticing each in-breath and out-breath. As you let go of any tension in the body, letting the tension drop. With each out-breath, relaxing, softening even more. And if your thoughts are rising, with each out-breath, letting them go. Releasing your hand as if they're helium balloons, letting them float away. Gently coming back to the breath in the belly. Just settle in the ride. Tending, paying attention gently to the breath in the abdomen with a beginner's mind, as if this is a new breath. It is a new breath. You haven't met this one. See how this in-breath, this out-breath, is new. It's a little different. Meet it fresh right here in the moment. No preconceptions. Beginner's mind, fresh. If thoughts are arising in this moment, ask yourself, whatever I'm thinking, is it necessary to think about this right now? Have a sense of humor about it. Kind of laugh at yourself. It's okay. Let it go. No judgment. See how this works so much better than chastising yourself. The smile coming back to the breath and the body to settle. And let's start. Our empathetic joy practice by bringing to mind someone for whom your care flows easily. You care for them. Maybe when you think of them, a smile shows up. There's just a sense of ease, safety with this being. And that you naturally feel happy when they're happy. You feel happy for them, for their good fortune. Bringing to mind this dear being, either human or pet or a child. And feeling their presence and bringing to mind something they're happy about, something that's a good fortune in their life, a blessing, something they cherish, they take delight in, and know that not every aspect of their life needs to be happy. They could have plenty of challenges, but this aspect, they're happy about, they're grateful for. And you feel happy for them. You celebrate it with them. Start where it's easy, where it's really easy. Not a complicated relationship. And seeing this being happy, delighting, grateful for this blessing in their life, for this goodness. And you as a person who cares about them, loves them, sharing their happiness. I'm happy for your good fortune. I'm happy for your happiness, dear one. You can say this phrase silently. Or this other phrase. May your happiness, goodness, good fortune, may it continue. May it increase, may it never end. What Whatever version of these works for you, or simply silently connecting with their gladness and feeling happy for them as if it were your own, as if you were the one. Cherishing, taking delight. And this goodness. Let yourself have beginner's mind. See how you can connect. How you can be your inner Dharma coach to connect with gladness. Happiness for another person's happiness. Feel happy for them. How do you need to modify, if needed, this practice? A different being, a different blessing, really conjuring up their sense, their happiness. Your love and care for them, their love and care for you, to connect with happiness for them. See for yourself. Explore. I'm happy for your happiness, dear one, dear friend, dear being. My heart is gladdened that you are happy. I take delight in your good fortune, in your blessing, as if it were my own. And staying with this person, this being, this blessing, continue. And if the mind wanders, bring their image, their felt sense more vividly up for yourself to connect. Now, just as this dear being has blessings in their life they're happy about, they celebrate turning the attention to yourself. Noticing something good, some blessing in your life. Yes, there may be plenty of challenges and difficulties. Yes. And in this moment, choosing, intending. Yes, we can. Intend to turn your mind to something that's good in your life right now. That you feel grateful for, that you feel happy about. Let yourself relish. Really savor this goodness in your life. Your heart delighting, your heart shining in gladness, beaming with happiness for this blessing. Not the time to play small. Let your heart sing with joy for your own happiness, for this blessing, this goodness. And you're welcome to let in other blessings if they want to come into your heart to be celebrated. Stay with each for a few breaths. Savor them long enough to have honored them before moving on to the next. Letting your heart expand in joy and gladness for your own gladness. And notice something perhaps surprising or new about the way this practice is unfolding for you in this moment. Or something, some way you need to relate to it for it to expand. And connect. Perhaps notice also how gladness for your own good fortune naturally turns to a sense of gratitude, even if we don't call it that. That's what it becomes naturally. Now, bringing to mind again your dear being, inviting them back, and this being who also cares about you, see them happy for your happiness. See them delight, celebrate, reflecting your joy, happiness for your good fortune. Let yourself receive this reflected joy. Your joy reflected in someone else who cares about you. Notice if there are aspects of this reflection back and forth that are nuanced and new. Interesting to land into. Perhaps see them looking at you with happy eyes. Celebrating what you're glad about. Even if it's something small or subtle, seeing their gladness for you. May not be as big as a celebration, but just simple gladness. And now, as if joining their gladness for your gladness, joining your own gladness for your very own happiness. Both of you happy for your happiness. For this goodness. As if both of you are dancing with joy for this goodness in your heart and your life. Again, see how you need to modify. What blessing you need to consider for this practice to really connect for you. And for the last moments, considering that everyone practicing with you in this Zoom room, on YouTube, the future, the past, on Audio Dharma, etc. All practitioners, all beings, they have something they're grateful for. We all have challenges. Yes, we do. And we all have blessings. And we feel happy and grateful for them. Feeling happy, celebrating goodness in the world. Yours, others, whoever. Whether you know them or not, you've met them or not. May there be goodness, happiness, gladness in the world. May all the happiness and gladness, may it continue. May it increase, may it never end. Celebrating all joys and blessings as if they were your own. No boundaries. Celebrating goodness, happiness in the world, experienced by anyone. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you. Thank you all for your practice. So, wondering what you noticed with your beginner's mind in your practice tonight. I noticed so much joy, expanses as if my heart was beaming with bright light in this practice, and also the reflection, which we hadn't done the past few nights, this reflection of one's own gladness in somebody else reflected, that adds more nuance, more delight, more celebration. Really, it was a celebratory mirroring, reflecting and mirroring. That was just lovely. So that's what I noticed, and would love to hear what you noticed. You can raise your hand. You can type it in chat. If you type directly to me, I won't say your name. It'll be private. If you type to everyone, I'll say it out loud. And of course, you are invited to raise your hand and share what you noticed. What worked, what was challenging. It's all good. So take it away. Yes, please. Carlo and Shivani. Is it Carlo or Shivani?
Carlo.
Great, Carlo, please.
I noticed today there was still some tightness that I hadn't had in the last couple of days. It was more euphoric the last couple of days, but I noticed I could still go from tightness to feeling joy and happiness and go back, and it would come back and then go back. So it was like it didn't go all one way, but it didn't go all the other way. So I could balance kind of between the two, which was kind of nice. I didn't get lost in one tightness.
For me, it was the exact opposite. It was easy today, and I felt like I'm feeling warm, like I was excited, and like a whole body warmth, sort of like heat, not even warmth, but heat kind of came. I still have it. So yeah, it was exciting today.
Lovely, beautiful. Thank you both for your reflections. I feel warmed by both of your reflections. This is lovely. I have one question for you, Carlo. When noticing the tightness and then the gladness, the joy of the practice, and then the tightness would come back. And there was gladness of not being lost or just in the tightness. Did you notice, was there something that mediated or brought the tightness back, or in anything you noticed? Curious. And if you didn't, it's all good.
I don't think it was a thought that brought the tightness back. I think it was just just sensations of tightness kind of being disconnected from my heart, and then get reconnected again, be up in my head, not just even in thinking, just sensorially. So it was kind of that dance.
I see. Okay. Great. I appreciate the clarity of the observation. So one invitation for you and others who would kind of notice the tightness somewhere, maybe it's in the head, it's higher up, it's not quite connected to the heart center or this feeling, which is what I'm picking up. You say, did I pick that up correctly, Carla?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So one is to actually try to settle into your body some more and try to expand the sense of settledness of the heart center or in the abdomen, kind of settle in and expand. And if the tightness kind of is kind of expand to land into this more, in order for the tightness to be included, for it not to be separate.
Okay.
Does it make sense what I'm pointing to?
Yeah, I think I'll have to try it. And yeah.
Great. Awesome. Great. Thank you so much. Thanks to both of you. Sweet. And Emily says, the practice felt so nourishing today. I feel very grateful to have tuned in. Yay. It expanded the impact of the blessings by bringing my attention to them. Lovely. Thank you, Emily. It's lovely the way you've put it, expanded the impact of the blessings, because they're there, but it expands the impact when we bring our attention to them. Beautifully put. Thank you. And one more reflection. Noticed much gratitude and caring exchange with others. Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. Gratitude and caring exchange with others. That's lovely. So, dear ones, this is a great time to bring our practice into this sense of gladness and gratitude. It can actually feel even bigger when we practice in real time with others. So this is the invitation for tonight. And don't hop off just yet. For those of you who are a little shy about practicing with others in the small groups, what you guys have shared is the 30 seconds of silent joy, silent mudita for each other, just seeing each other's images on screen and feeling happy for each other's blessings. You don't yet know what they are, but Everybody has blessings. Just feeling happy. May your happiness continue. And see what it feels like when you do that in real time for someone you don't know or you've just met maybe. Then after the 30 seconds of silence, then again, let's go one round, each of you sharing some blessing in your life, something you're grateful for maybe today. And then others practicing real-time mudita. Yay, may your happiness continue. And see what that feels like. You've done it with your eyes closed in your heart, but now see what it feels like real-time. Because in this way, you can actually take it to the real world. When somebody at work, when somebody, a friend, when then some stranger says something, then yay, you can feel happy in real time. And wow, what a nice burst of happiness to have in life, to have access to that. So that's the invitation for building this muscle in small groups. So I will actually invite you to start practicing by looking at each other on the screen, feeling happy for each other's happiness while I set up the groups. It'll take me a moment to do that. Let's see. It's a little, okay. It's taking more than a moment. Okay, here we go. All right. All made. Rooms are open. Enjoy your practice. Take delight in it. Here we go.